Welcome to the Pain to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed, and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships, and feminism. I'm Lisa Dion. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator, and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery, and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Everyone, and welcome to episode 39 of From Pain to Power. And today we're going to be talking about this topic called hidden loyalties. And we're going to explore what our hidden loyalties are and what that means for us and how we can uncover them for ourselves. So this actually was a request from a very dear listener and a peer in this space as well, my friend Maria Carmen. So she is listening to the podcast regularly and we have little chit chats every now and then about some of the episodes. And hi, Maria Carmen, I hope you're listening. And she said to me that when I recorded the episode on self-care inspiration for the holiday season, which was episode 37, I had mentioned something about reflecting on hidden loyalties. And I guess sometimes I do that. Sometimes I'll be talking away about a particular topic and then I'll just forget that I haven't yet explained what something is. And so it's a really good idea for me to, you know, to dive a bit deeper into some of those topics. And I'm really grateful for anyone who comes forward with questions or requests for any episodes on any topics that I refer to in any of my episodes. So we're going to start with what are hidden loyalties? And the reason why this was talked about very briefly in that episode on self-care inspiration for the holidays is because when we're thinking about Christmas and the holiday season, the whole purpose of that episode was to consider and to plan ahead of time so that we have the best chance of having the kind of Christmas experience that we want and to also prioritize our physical, mental, and emotional well-being in our Christmas and that we're not being dragged around unconsciously without feeling any sense of self-agency and power in our decisions, which is what can happen at Christmas when we're around families and groups. And so what happens when we're around families and groups is that we can have these hidden loyalties that play out in our system, in our psyche, in our emotions, and that will influence our decision-making around how we spend our time and where we go and what decisions we make and what kind of relationships we engage in. And yeah, it's a really, really big part. It's actually a really big part of how I work. So a lot of my one-to-one coaching is, even though I'm working on a kind of surface level in terms of practical decisions and supporting clients in building their capacity and making better choices and self-care and helping them understand their menstrual cycle and supporting them in building a more intimate and deep relationship with their cycle and with their nervous system and their self-care, I'm also working with the unconscious. That's a big, big part of my work. It's not something I talk about very explicitly. It's more something I would talk about with my supervisor and with also the students who are doing my professional training. But this topic of hidden loyalties is very much about our unconscious mind. So for anyone who is, you know, this language might be very new for you, so that we have our conscious mind, that's very much the sort of part of our brain that we're aware of, that we know things about ourselves, we know why and how we make certain decisions, and we know, you know, sort of the different parts of ourselves based on our life experiences, and we can make decisions like to have a cup of tea or to make breakfast or to sign up for a course. But then there's also this unconscious part of our mind, this part that's kind of hidden in the shadows. And that's very much linked to our emotions, to our background, to our relationships, to the way we were raised, to our cultures. And the way we live and the decisions we make in life is also very strongly informed by this unconscious part of the mind. And even if you think about the unconscious will play out in our dreams as well. So it's very much a kind of a Jungian thing where, you know, if we're thinking about things like symbols and shadow work and sort of even trauma that we're not really aware of, like things we could have forgotten, that can all be in our unconscious mind. And the unconscious mind is a very powerful part of our mind. It has a huge influence on the way we live our life and the choices we make. And it's a really, really big part of the coaching skills and tools that I work on with people. So that's kind of what I wanted to introduce to you with this particular topic, because hidden loyalties are a huge part of that. Okay. So let's first of all start off with, what is loyalty? So I guess, you know, we all understand what loyalty means. It's actually, I'm going to just give you the dictionary definition. So the dictionary definition, it's saying to me a strong feeling of support or allegiance. And then some synonyms would be faithfulness, bond, true-heartedness, fidelity, obedience, adherence, duty. And then the opposite would be disloyalty or treachery. Okay, so it's really an invisible force that keeps us connected to something that we feel a strong bond with. And it's usually associated with people and groups and also systems. So, for example, if somebody in my family, say, for example, my brother, did something really bad, like not really, really, really bad, but like something really bad that I didn't like, or that caused harm to someone else, or something that I just really didn't agree with, or, you know, kind of went against my fundamental values, I would find that very, very difficult because I have such loyalty to my brother. And probably, and this is what usually happens, is that I would, you know, not condone his particular choice and behavior, but I would still stay loyal to him because he's my brother and I love him. Okay. So loyalties are very strong. They keep us in relationship with people, and they are these kind of invisible forces that allow us to stay in the attachment with people and with groups and with systems. Okay. So even just to think about that for a minute, like, who are the people in your life that you feel loyalty to? And very often they can be the people who we have quite complex relationships with, such as our parents, our nuclear family, you know, even people who are close to us in work who we mightn't necessarily like, but we have certain loyalties towards them, or partners or ex-partners. So to kind of think about that, like, we have these loyalties towards these people. Okay. And the loyalties are very much rooted in our very fundamental human need to belong and our fundamental human need to attach to each other, even if that means we have to pay a price for it. Okay. So kind of on a surface level, I'd love for you to just take a minute to think about, you know, who people, even places and groups and situations, like, what kind of loyalties would be quite strong in your life. And so, for even just off the top of my head, my example would be, I do feel quite strong loyalty towards my nuclear family. And at Christmas time, the way that can, sort of the quote unquote price I sometimes pay for that, and it's not a huge price to pay, is that I will stay too long. All right. And then I will feel I won't really have enough alone time, or I can sort of sometimes come away from Christmas feeling a little bit depleted. And even if I'm, for example, on my period or on a vulnerable place in my menstrual cycle, I might say yes to things out of loyalty as opposed to actually listening to what I actually need. Okay, so that's kind of how loyalties play out on a quite a, you know, subtle level, but they can also be much stronger than that. So they are the reason why, you know, harm is caused in the world. So there can be, you know, you can have very strong political loyalty, and even when a certain political group or any kind of group of people becomes harmful, we as humans, very often what happens is we stay connected, and, you know, we stay connected to the group despite the harm they may be causing in the world, because as humans, we have a very, very strong need to belong in groups and in systems. And we're not willing to pay the price of rejection or fallout or being on the fringes or not belonging. Okay. So things like harmful groups, like gangs, you know, think like the mafia, like really groups that are violent. I believe, from what I understand, a lot of the sort of energy that keeps groups like that together is rooted in these unconscious loyalties. And those loyalties go back generations and generations. So if we've had our ancestors belonging in such groups, that can then, you know, those ties can then stay present in future generations. So thinking about, or school, you know, even if you think about, like, if you had a certain group of friends from school And okay, they might not be causing harm in the world, but you might feel certain loyalty towards staying in friendship with that group, even though they're not really meeting your adult needs of where you are today in your life. Okay, you might just only be staying connected to a certain person or a certain group purely out of loyalty, as opposed to actually those people or that group meeting your needs and it being aligned with your desires. Okay, and the same thing goes with family too. So as I said before, we will override our often, and this all happens on the unconscious level, by the way, this is not conscious. And the whole point of this topic is to think about it so that we can bring some of the unconscious stuff to the light and to the consciousness. And so then we can have more choice over this. So what happens is when we keep this stuff on the unconscious level, then we are making choices and behaving in a certain way that stays loyal to these groups or individuals, but we pay a price in terms of our actual needs because we're prioritizing this, you know, this human need to belong. Okay. And that all goes back to childhood and attachment and, you know, needing to belong and be protected by our parents. So that's all very much psychologically informed stuff. Okay. So let's just think about that. People, places, families, and we will stay loyal as well to certain ways of being. So we can stay loyal to like a sort of a need to people please, or, you know, if you're sort of a caretaker or you've taken on the role of caretaker as a youngster, that can play out in your adulthood. And then you override your own needs for space and care or receiving care. And there's this loyalty, this need to always be caring for others. And that's, again, coming from just the way someone might have been raised, and it can take a while to unravel ourselves from that. And then we can, or even if you think about like systems, so if we're in a patriarchal system as women or people who are socialized as women, we can then also be loyal to this sort of gendered norm to caretake men, especially caretake men's emotions. And that happens on an unconscious level. So that's something to look out for. And we can also be loyal to other oppressive systems too. So we have to think about that and what other kind of oppressive systems are we on an unconscious level staying loyal to? Because those oppressive systems, even though they cause harm, they also allow the people of privilege in the system to benefit and to kind of rise to the top, if you will. So that's also like a survival thing that we get. So we have to think about that is like, are we unconsciously staying loyal to some system? Are we benefiting from some way of being in a particular way? And so then to think about like, what price are you paying to remain loyal? So if you're like, let's go back to the Christmas example. Are you staying way longer in a particular situation or around a certain group of people than you actually really want or that is good for you? And what's the price you're paying for that? And if so, how can you not necessarily like completely swing in the opposite direction and abandon the group, because that's not necessarily going to do anyone any good. But how can you buffer that a little bit? So I'd advise you then to go back and listen to episode 37 and think about different ways you can soften the edges around these loyalties and start to very gently acknowledge them, you know, be grateful for the purpose they served in your life up until now. And then as we do that, we can slowly start to let go of them. Because what happens is if we suddenly swing in the opposite direction and like, you know, just give up on the group or the person or the way of being, we can then experience a huge amount of guilt, and that can be quite paralyzing. And it's, you know, or other uncomfortable emotions, or we can feel a little bit rattled. And don't forget, we engage in these unconscious loyalties in order to regulate our nervous system and to soothe a part of ourselves too. Okay. So if we were to suddenly move away from them, then that can be very dysregulating. Okay. So everything from a trauma-informed perspective that I work with, the way we relate and the way we belong and the way we are interacting with the world, it's always for a reason. There's always a reason we're doing something. There's never anything wrong or broken. It's just that sometimes those ways of relating and being in the world no longer serve us, and we're paying a price. And then we have to kind of unlearn ourselves, like unravel from those systems and groups and loyalties. But we just need to do that in a very gentle way, and also be compassionate towards ourselves for the role they played in the past. OK, so for example, if you like, one example for me is I've been, again, as always, it's one of the big things I'm constantly trying to unravel from is perfectionism. And I did a big piece of process work around that in November. And I had this realization that like, oh my God, like perfectionism has really served me. It's really served me for you know, achievement and high standards and getting places where I wanted to go and meeting the expectations of women in a patriarchal society and, you know, being able to sort of perform and achieve things. So I had to be grateful for that way of being. But now, because it no longer serves me and I want to sort of grow in another way, I had to be grateful for that and let it go. And actually, when I did that, I actually experienced quite a lot of grief. It felt like I was like breaking up with a boyfriend that, even though I love them, I knew that it wasn't really serving me anymore. So that was a really interesting experience. Okay. And then the last few points I have here are, we can also, from loyalty can play out in other ways. It can also play out on the emotional level. So, and you might relate to this, at least this is something I've certainly experienced in my life, where if we're loyal to a particular person or even a group, we can take on difficult emotions of that person and try to process them for them so they don't have to. Okay. So a very clear example might be grief or loss. So if someone we're close to is confronted with a loss of some sort or an ending of some sort, then we can take on their emotions and almost be processing their emotions for them. So that's something to consider. And also, if we look at this sort of from an ancestral lineage point of view, because these hidden loyalties go back generations, we can also be loyal to our ancestors by kind of unconsciously. So for example, if an ancestor had a very difficult life for whatever reason, you know, there'd be loads of reasons. It could be war, it could be poverty, it could be, you know, health. On an unconscious level, we can stay loyal to that particular ancestor by sort of not embracing our full life force and trying to sort of stay in a similar situation that they were in our lives. So we might, you know, not pursue our health or not pursue our dreams or finances or whatever it is. And that's sort of, you know, I'm not saying that that is always what's happening, but that is just one of the teachings that is in this line of work around hidden loyalties, that on an unconscious level, we can stay connected. And one thing I've seen in my work is that particularly with relationships and if, you know, an illness and chronic pain, if say you are someone who does have an experience or history with, or it's happening in your life right now, something like endometriosis or some kind of chronic pain condition, you know, is there on an unconscious level someone benefiting from you staying in that place? So it could be a parent or a partner who, in their sort of energetic makeup, they have this need, this unconscious need to be a caretaker. And then because we're loyal to them, we can stay in our position of like quote unquote patient so that they can then fulfill their unconscious role of being caretaker. Okay. So I know that sounds a bit crazy, but that's something I've had to really think about. It's something I see in clients. It's something I teach about in my work as well, is like what's happening on the unconscious level. What roles are we, you know, fulfilling and taking up on the unconscious level? Like who's benefiting from me staying here? And just to kind of very gently think about these things and think about how these unconscious loyalties might be, you know, influencing our lives and could be unconscious barriers to getting to where we want to go. So I didn't actually mention that I'm trained in a practice called family constellations, and this is all informed by that work as well as psychological training and my supervision. So it's kind of coming from a few different fields and teachings, and it is something that I weave into my one-to-one coaching, is working with this unconscious stuff and helping people to really get to deeper parts of themselves that they're, you know, they're not able to get to themselves. Which is why I do specialize in helping individuals who've tried a lot of things and been around the block a lot. So that's kind of it for me, I think, for this particular podcast. It's kind of short and sweet, but it's a deep, deep topic. I'd be really curious to hear how you get on. And if anyone is interested in doing one-to-one work with me, you are more than welcome to reach out. You can just send me an email, lisa@lisadioncoaching.com, or you can head on over to the link in the show notes. I have the waiting list for my professional training open already for 2023. If you're interested, you can sign up to that. And over the summer, we're going to be doing webinars, which is going to be, you know, informing you all about what that course is all about. But if you have any other suggestions for topics, do let me know. And I wish you all a lovely rest of your week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.